Kids Dance Outreach, called KDO, offers dance classes to elementary school students in their school and without charge. It aims to inspire confidence, teamwork, and persistence. From WFYI's Arts and Culture Desk, Jill Dittmeyer talks with Associate Director Monica Munoz about the nonprofit's latest program, SWAT or SWAT.
This is our second year, and the SWAT program is Scholarship Winning Attitudes Team. So it is the next step after children have completed their in-school program, which runs for 12 weeks. And so children are invited to then participate through scholarships for the SWAT team. And the SWAT team gets together every Saturday for 2 hours for the entirety of the school year. And children from all over Indianapolis and all of our partner schools get together to participate, work together towards this uniting goal, which is our event of the year, which happens in April.
It can be life-changing and inspiring. And there's one young man who was in the SWAT program, Pedro, who is such a happy ambassador for KDO now.
I first spoke to his parents and just kind of asking them several questions about, you know, their experience with the program, what their impression is, how has this changed for Pedro? And right off the bat, one of the first things they said, and they looked at each other as they're telling me is, you know, Pedro is a wonderful student. He's a wonderful child. We're very proud of him. And he gets opportunities through his school. We are very rarely able to support him because usually there's some kind of financial commitment involved or it's far away, and so we can't make it happen for him. So that's where our story kind of starts, and that's where their biggest sort of moment of gratitude began, because when Pedro got his letter at school for the SWAT program, for Kids Dance Outreach SWAT program, you know, we tell the kids, wait till you go home to open the letter. And when I interviewed him, he said, I couldn't wait. I opened that whole letter up. And he said he got home, he told his parents, I got this, it's here in Indianapolis, and I'm doing it. And the first thing they asked, of course, was, you know, how much does it cost? And he said, nothing. Doesn't cost anything, so this is it. You know, for them, this represented finally that chance of no barriers. Not just, you know, yeah, here's an opportunity, but, you know, you have to do this and that and this and that, and they just can't afford it. And here is something that not only has he enjoyed, he's thriving, he wants to do it, and it's here for them to take. They are thankful that they are seen. You know, we're facing, unfortunately, times where many of our Hispanic children and other underrepresented communities are not seen, and we see them. We see all children.
And you've been doing these programs long enough that you've seen these young children who are no longer young children. They've moved on to high school and out. And something like this, it's a positive effect on their entire life.
So it's not our goal that our children come out of our program being dancers. It happens. They are dancers and they become amazing dancers. But then they finish the program and they move on and they're great students and they're better people and they're confident people. And for every child, the impact of the program, it's as if it were designed for themselves. It's like a one size fits all that is also at the same time tailored for each specific child and their unique needs and experience.
Thank you, Monica.
Yeah, thank you, Jill.
That was KDO Associate Director Monica Munoz speaking with WFYI's Jill Dittmeyer.